On the chance, I did what I could for him, kept him in my service, arranged his training, but... At that moment, the truth blazed in Pox's mind. Phelan, she breathed. You're talking about Kiri Phelan. Everything came together. His age, his colouring, his...
Yes, said Aliam heavily. I am Kiri Artfeel Phelan. So he said his name when he came. Gods! If I'd only paid attention to Jerris. If I'd even known the lost prince's name, but I was a boy, just a boy.
But he doesn't look half-elven, said Pox. The others I've met...
I know. He looks so much like his father. In fact, that's what I saw first. I thought he was someone's by-blow, possibly royal, certainly well-bred, one way or another. Even when I thought of it, it seemed impossible, and that was part of it. He didn't look elven, or show any such abilities, and I was too young to be sure.
I don't know if the name would have convinced us either, said Estelle. Fawkey's the common nickname, and we knew Kiri as a name from Saya, or Arrhenius. Aliam shook his head.
What a mess!
Then he looked at her sharply.
But he can't be king. Ter's bones! I'd give my right arm to make him one, but he can't.
Why not?
If only I'd known about the sword back then.
Aliam went on heedlessly.
Then, with Tamarian alive, maybe he could have come back, but... And wait a moment. He can't be the one. I gave him the sword. Nothing happened.
Did he draw it, my lord? Aliam thought long and looked at Estelle.
I don't remember. No, I don't think so. I drew it. To show him the runes. I don't... Now I think of it. I don't believe he touched it at all. I wrapped it for him.
I remember, said Estelle suddenly. Tamarian told me. When her first child was born, when he gave it to her, he vowed never to draw it.
That's right. You told me.
Aliam touched her hair.
I remember thinking Kiri was as sentimental as I am. He wanted her to feel that he was taking nothing from her as a warrior, Poxenarian, and so he vowed never to draw her sword. It was hers and only hers, but he was so close. Surely it would do something.
Pox sat for a long, silent time, with both of them watching her. Finally, she shook her head slightly. Perhaps not. Amrothlan said that although the sword was made for him, and would recognize him in some way, it was meant to be sealed to him by elven ceremony. That's one of the reasons the prince was being taken to the Ladies' Forest. Perhaps until that ceremony, it would proclaim him if he drew it himself from the scabbard. And he was so close. Estelle's voice was awed. So close. All those years. It's hard to believe he never did.
Not with him, said Aliam. His word's been good, always.
My lord, said Pox, leaning forward in her chair. You see that I must know everything you can tell me about him. I must know why you thought he was the prince, and what was against it, and why you think he is unfit to rule. Estelle stirred, but Pox went on. I must know what you know of his past, all of it, no matter how terrible, if he is the rightful king.
It would all fit, said Aliam. The sword,